case.
But it seems that you are downplaying the scale of the crisis there. You know, these are just, that's the reason why I would show these pictures. These are shots of civilians blown to pieces in their homes and their backyards, in the village in eastern Ukraine last week. And Kyiv ordered these killings, nobody else. Well, what does the U.S. do to stop Kyiv from doing it? The village of Kondrashovka.
Finished. Go ahead. I'm letting you finish your question.
Yes, I'm sorry. These are gruesome pictures, but it seems...
To be clear, on the ground, the reports that we've seen and the vast majority of people who are reporting from the ground report that the Russian-backed separatists are the ones who are not only engaged in violence and efforts to take over buildings and attack people and innocent civilians. And they have no place doing that in a country that's a sovereign country like Ukraine. So that's
these people died in airstrikes ordered by Kyiv, not by Russia, not by the separatists.
The government of Ukraine is defending the country of Ukraine, and I think they have every right to do that, as does the international community.
And these people have right to live, don't they?
Well, I think the people of Ukraine have the right to live in peace and security without Russian-backed separatists attacking their homes and going into buildings. And I think that's where the root cause of this is, and we shouldn't forget that fact.